Welcome to Lawmen, a podcast about local legends and obscure curiosities from days of yore. I'm James Shakeshaft.
And I'm Alistair Beckett King.
Oh, Alistair.
Yes, James?
It's a real doozy today.
Is it indeed?
Yeah. It comes from friend of the show, Christ in a Hole. It's Christina Hole's Witchcraft in Britain.
A banger of a book, by all accounts. James, I often think that the title of a story is very important.
Yes.
What is the name of your tale today?
Ahem. It's a Welsh zombie vampire wizard.
The Welsh zombie vampire wizard?
Yeah, the very same.
The Welsh zombie vampire wizard?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there can't be many. At the minute, you're hearing a lot of people with colds on podcasts, and I think that you've probably got COVID there.
Maybe. But you're sounding better, James.
Oh, much better. I think there's still a little something, but
yeah,
it's broadly workable.
I'm glad you've recovered.
Pardon?
I'm glad you've recovered. I'm glad you're feeling better.
I thought you said you're glad I'm in a cupboard. Well, I'm glad you're in a cupboard.
I know that you are in a cupboard, but...
That's why it threw me.
I'm not glad. I'm sad you're in a cupboard.
It's a nice cupboard. It's got all the second tier duvet covers.
Oh, what tog are we talking?
Oh, no, just the covers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've made a fool of myself.
Actually, right. We have one of them double duvets. It's getting to the point, actually, where I need to crack that out. You know when you have a duvet and then it's got a mate that Velcros to it to double the tog?
I know very well. Yep. We've got, I don't know if this is too fascinating, so stop me if it becomes too interesting. We've got one which is different togs on either side.
What?
So that...
How does that work?
So that to choose a pronoun at random, he could have a tog which is thicker than her to choose a second pronoun at random.
Oh, you mean like left and right side?
Left, yeah, James, there's nothing stopping you rotating it by 90 degrees. This is a free country.
I thought you meant like side, like heads and tails. And that also doesn't make sense.
But you could have that. I mean, the only alternative would be
how could you have that
on the diagonal axis of symmetry, like toast. But why would you want the bottom right corner of the bed warm? Ridiculous.
I don't think I'm making. I'm not going to make sense when I do make sense. Ironically,
please go ahead.
I thought you meant like imagine. So we've used a bread analogy, kind of, because it's toasty. Imagine cheese on toast.
I'm imagining it.
I thought you meant. You had different togs for the cheese and the toast.
That makes no sense at all.
How could you even do that?
They would be cumulative, James.
Unless little funnels? Could you have funnels? No, you couldn't.
No.
Wait a minute. Also, copyright this next bit. Pop this next bit on a tape and mail it to me.
What brilliant idea have you just had?
If you had a duvet, right, and its fibres were made up of little funnels so that when you wanted it warm, you put it on so you had loads and loads of little hats, side up funnels.
Yes, yes.
And then to be cool...
To be cool, yeah.
To cool yourself, you'd flip it over so it was like trumpets blasting the heat away from you. would that work?
I mean...
I'm no scientist.
That's shocking to me. I guess we'll never know unless you find an investor for your hat trumpet duvet. The last thing I would want to do is trample on your creativity by saying that definitely would not work. So... let's find out.
Yeah.
Let's get in the lab.
Oh, well, we'll never know. Alistair.
Hi, James.
Less talk of duvets, because I will have already teed up this story with the title and people are going to be itching to get to it, because this is, of course, the tale of the Welsh zombie vampire wizard.
Of course it's the Welsh zombie vampire wizard.
How could it not be?
How did it take us this long? Who and what is the Wuzvu?
Yeah, okay.
The Wuzavawi?
Wuzvu? Wuzvu. I was flicking through friend of the show, Christ in a Hole. It's Christina Hole's Witchcraft in Britain. And as I mentioned last week, every page is a banger.
Yeah.
And that led me to the story of the Welsh zombie vampire wizard.
I'm getting the feeling that this guy has just too many things. Like, I don't know. You can't be the guy who has a top hat and the guy who plays poker. Like, that's two things. You definitely can't have four things. You can't be... Welsh and a zombie and a vampire and a wizard. Can you?
Well, I think there's probably a few more things that I could have chucked into the mix, but we'll get to those later. I did hear actually on another podcast, it was a friend of the show, Nick Mason, quoted someone in fashion who said, basically, before you go out, look in the mirror and remove one of your accessories. So like, I guess if you got a fancy watch and you got sunglasses and you got a big chain, take one of them off.
Take it down by one, yeah.
I'm guessing similar advice to the Welsh zombie, the Wuzvu.
Yeah, you got to kill your babies. That's not something I should be saying to a Welsh zombie. I'm vampire, yeah, wizard.
They're way ahead of you.
Yep.
They've definitely killed their darlings.
Maybe decide whether you're more enthusiastic about being a vampire or Welsh, which is most important to you.
Oh, don't make them choose. So she cites Denugis Curialium. By Walter Mapp.
Would that be Latin you speak, James?
Okay. Has to be. And I looked up Walter Mapp. He is a historian. Well, he's a monk / historian from the 1100s. And he's one of my new favorites.
A / historian is a historian who's shipping a lot of historical figures.
Oh, maybe that too, actually. I don't know.
I wasn't certain when I said that whether you would get that joke, but I'm confident some of the listeners will.
No, I've heard of that. I've heard of / fic.
Okay, all right.
I haven't read any. I don't have access to the dark web.
You have to go on the dark web for that, do you, James?
Oh, probably.
I'm not downloading a Tor browser to find out what Sherlock and what's his name get up to? Peanut, and they call him, don't they?
Pardon?
Peanut.
I misheard that again, and my mind was in a / fic world.
No, it's Peanut. In China, there's / fic based on Sherlock and
Snoopy,
John Watson.
From the
10 years old BBC Sherlock. For some reason, they call them Sherlock and Peanut. Watson's called Peanut for reasons. I think it's a pun that makes sense in Mandarin or whatever. But yeah. But when you think about Martin Freeman's face and you think about a peanut, somehow,
yeah,
they are the same.
It does check out.
It does check out.
There's a bit of cashew in his heritage, I'd say.
Whereas Benedict Cumberbatch would be more of a...
Oh, he's a Brazil. He's a Brazil to me.
Yeah.
He's a big Brazil nut. Oh, just distracting us again from the old Wuzvu. Doing a thing at the moment with the children and I'm trying to encourage them to eat 30 different plants a week, like unique different things. I mean, this is simply your life.
Yeah, I'm a vegan. I don't know if I eat 30 different plants. I do come back to the same plants.
It's not as difficult as it sounds. We did a bit of a nut grading the other day and Brazil came out high. As a vegan, I guess this is like teaching grandma to suck eggs or aquafaba. In this case, thank you very much. That is one for the vegans.
That's very good.
That's a very good joke for the vegans.
Little joke for the vegans. Way better than my / history joke.
There's crossover.
The two communities, yes.
But back to Walter Mapp.
Yeah, Wally Maps.
If you haven't closed that Tor browser that you just opened to get up your Sherlock / fic, have a look at his Wikipedia page and his picture. He looks such a cheeky little so-and-so, I think.
All right, I'm going to do this now. Now, you'd already told me that he was around in the 12th century. I was expecting a photograph, I have to be honest. I know that I'm wrong there, but it is a drawing of a cheeky little so-and-so.
It's looked very cheeky.
He's writing his book with a trowel.
With two trowels.
Sorry, yeah, he's got a trowel in each
he's
hand.
He's double troweling.
Fingers are very well done. Maybe I've just been looking at a lot of AI, but the fingers are very, very well drawn. Everything else I'm not so sure about.
He looks like the boy that turns into Casper, the friendly ghost.
He does. He's got a Richie Rich Casper vibe.
But yeah, he was a historian, and I'm really warming to him. The couple of quotes that I've seen, they've made me like him. The first quote is, "If die I must, let me die drinking in an inn."
Oh.
Nice one, monk.
Being a monk really hit different in those days.
Yes.
Didn't it? They were drinking and reveling a lot more than I think they are now.
Yeah. He doesn't hold back from having a pop at some other monks. So just for context, before I read this next quote, the Cistercians, which I presume is the pronunciation, is another format of Benedict monk.
Right. So it's a subgenre.
I think so, yes.
Benedictine. Right.
He says the Cistercians do not eat meat. Yet they keep pigs to the number of many thousands and sell the bacon. Though perhaps not quite all of it, the head, legs, and feet they neither give away, throw away, nor sell. What becomes of them, God knows. So I think he's starting a bit of a flame war with the old Cistercians there.
Yeah, I think he's blown that wide open.
Mm.
Is he implying that they in fact do eat the meat?
I think he must do.
Mm.
And then this final quote, I know I'm not a fan of poetry, but I have been trying to work this out all day and I've got no idea what this means.
I'm steepling my fingers in anticipation.
Okay, if you can shed any light, that would help. The dead are alive and the living are buried by them.
Ooh,
it sounds like
it sounds profound.
It sounds
like, yeah.
Wait a minute, what? The dead are alive and the living are buried by them.
That's like a Smashing Pumpkins lyric.
Yeah. Oh, does he mean like the memories of people?
Maybe.
All right then. Okay, fair
it's
play, real, Walter.
It's good stuff. Good stuff there,
you're
Walter.
You're back in my good book. Although I did, there was another quote which was attributed to him, which was, yeah, pretty dodgy. We've all done tweets that we regret with two hands at the same time.
Yeah, that's how I tweet.
And a cheeky grin. But he is notable because unlike other historians of the time, like William of Newburgh.
Boo.
He's got a bit of a different
Willy News. Give us Wally Maps. I think that's probably Newborough. Not Newburgh.
Yes.
Just if you want to record a drop-in, because he's also Newbury, so it's probably not Newburgh with a hard G.
Newborough.
You're just going to record just Newborough. You're so confident that will edit in.
Newborough. did I Newborough. Do an Edinburgh? Oh, no. I've done an Edinburgh. Yeah, unlike William of Newborough, he doesn't let the facts get in the way of a good story. Basically.
Nice.
Which is probably how he's ended up here on the podcast.
On our podcast of all
in
places.
An episode entitled The Welsh Zombie Vampire Wizard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, whoa, are you telling me this guy wasn't really Welsh?
It is in Herefordshire. It does take place in Herefordshire. And
so
only,
maybe not even really Welsh.
Maybe not even Welsh.
You just don't know what to believe these days. There's so much misinformation out there.
So, yeah, his major work is Danugis Curialium, or Courtier's Trifles. The story concerns a Sir William Loudon, or Lawdon, who came to the Bishop of Hereford, Gilbert Folliot, or more likely Gilbert Folliot, to seek advice. So he'd lived in a house, and he seemed to sort of have a bunch of people staying there, like lodgers and stuff. And for some reason, one of those lodgers was a Welsh criminal. And that criminal died while staying in the house. But it is believed that that criminal was also a powerful sorcerer.
Well, it was the 12th century, and that sort of thing did happen a lot.
The Welsh?
Yeah, Welsh people committed crimes a lot, but also there were a lot of sorcerers knocking about.
Yeah, this one died, and every night after he died, he would return. And
every night.
Well, it says he did not rest in his grave. He came back every night.
He would get out of his grave every night.
Every night, and call by name one or two of his former neighbours. The names he called at once fell ill and died within 3 days.
At the rate that he was calling their names, how many people were in this house? Because he comes out every night and calls two or three people's names.
Yeah.
And then they die within 3 days. There's going to be nobody left.
He's prolific. I guess for the first night, you're just like, I think I had my name called.
Yeah.
And then, by the time you get to die, you've already got, there's other people who are realizing what's happening and what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So the bishop, Gilbert Folliot, told Sir Walter Loudon what he needed to do was dig the dead witch or sorcerer's body up, behead it, then rebury it in the same grave after that had been thoroughly doused with holy water. Now, for me, that commits the ultimate crime of a recipe of the paragraph entitled, Meanwhile.
Yes, you're absolutely right there.
Because what I would have done is I would have dug up that Welsh zombie vampire wizard, because that is what we are talking about. In fact, Welsh criminal zombie vampire wizard, to give him his full title, beheaded him, reburied him, and then gone,
absolutely. And then you'd read the last section and it says,
I was meant to preheat that oven.
Dowsing him with, I probably wouldn't even have got holy water at that point.
Yeah, I'd have had to unbury him. I might have even tried to cut corners and just pumped a load of holy water over the grave and just hoped it soaks in enough.
Yeah. What's worse, the ones where they say meanwhile or the ones where they say put the oven on at this temperature and then you don't put anything in the oven for about 40 minutes. It's like, I'm not made of oven. Tell me to put the oven on at a reasonable time. I'm just going to have it on in the background while I'm dicing the whole time.
When they tell you timings of how long a recipe is going to take and it's like cut 17 carrots in 5 minutes. No.
That's a whole day for me.
Yeah. Or at least one finger down.
And then how to adjust the timing for the cooking based on the presence of a finger. I just can't do those calculations.
No, you can't do the adding up for a start.
Without the finger, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So they did all that, and I guess they did it right, or I guess they didn't do it right because it had no effect at all. The Welsh criminal zombie vampire wizard came back again, and this night he called, and I'm going to do my best impression of a Welsh criminal zombie vampire wizard. He called the name. Oh, I've forgotten how to do a Welsh. Hold on. I need to do my get in line. I've forgotten my getting in line. Have you got a getting in line for Welsh?
Oh, I don't know. Something. I've had my Welsh accent criticised by many Welsh people, but I think it's absolutely fine.
I think it's fine. Okay, so Walter Loudon. That's Scottish.
Sounding a little bit Scottish. He wasn't a Scottish zombie vampire wizard.
No, he's definitely Welsh.
I think the other elements are complicating
there, right?
This.
We've got the zombie and the vampire. Oh, I didn't get the teeth. Hold on. I mean, ultimately, yeah, what he's doing is he shouts the name Walter Loudon.
Yeah, but what accent is he shouting it in, James? It's going to be Welsh.
What would that?
And I think that would sound a little bit like what?
Walter Loudon. It goes Scottish. As soon as you add the zombie to Welsh, it goes Scottish. Hold on. What is it? What's a Welsh person?
Welsh people speak like that. Normally,
they talk
like
that. They say
Easy.
Walter Loudon.
Walter
Loudon. It's gone Scots. Right. Well, I think we've hit something. Welsh plus zombie equals Scottish.
Equals Scottish, which means Scottish minus Welsh equals zombie.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yep. You can't argue with facts.
No, it's a simple equation.
Walter Loudon, he says.
Yes, he does.
In a sinister voice.
Yeah. So like, he's got 3 days.
That's my name, actually.
He doesn't wait 3 days, though. Walter Loudon. I think that might be why, because I keep thinking that it might be a Scottish name.
The name might be what's causing the problem.
Let me try. There was my bike gone. That's my in phrase. There was my bike gone. Dinner for Mike. Where do you mend? Alistair Beckett King. It's gone Scots again, even with your name.
But again, Alistair is a Scottish name.
Ah, it has, hasn't it? David Jones. Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, James, you can only say Welsh names in a Welsh accent.
It seems so.
Every other name has to be Scottish.
Yes. In a Welsh zombie accent, sorry.
In a Welsh zombie accent, yeah.
In a Welsh zombie vampire wizard accent.
It's got real Biker Mice from Mars vibes, this title.
Yeah.
Real Samurai Pizza Cats.
Yes. Mm.
Welsh zombie vampire wizard doesn't quite fit. It hasn't quite got the cadence.
Maybe over here they'd be called like Welsh undead vampire wizards or something.
The problem is that Welsh is one syllable.
Welsh.
Because vampire, zombie and wizard are two syllables. We need two syllables for the first word and then you got yourself a Ninja Turtles going on.
Welsh zombie vampire wizard. Welsh zombie vampire wizard. Welsh zombie vampire wizard. Evil been beheaded. Walter Loudon. Gilbert taught him how to beat the Welsh. Welsh zombie vampire wizard. Yeah, anyway, so Walter, that very night, as soon as he heard the Welsh criminal zombie vampire wizard shouting his name,
he sprang into action.
Ran out of the house with his sword. Pursued the living corpse back to the churchyard and with a single terrific sword stroke, cut off its head before it could reach the shelter of its grave.
Wow, the head that he already cut off several days ago.
Mm. It had been reattached.
So he'd softened it up for himself.
I guess it was perforated.
Yeah.
Like a stamp, like an old stamp. And yeah, as it says here in Friend of the Show, Christ in a Hole, it's Christina Hole's Witchcraft in Britain. It never afterwards returned to harass the people of the town. So if you're troubled.
Yeah.
By a Welsh criminal zombie vampire wizard.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do is chase it down and cut its head off.
Simply chase it down and cut its head off.
Before it reaches the shelter of its grave.
While it's out of its coffin, that seems to be important.
Yes, while it's loose.
James, what makes it a vampire? Wizard, I accept. Zombie, I can see, certainly. Welsh, just about plausible. But what makes it a vampire?
I don't know.
Whoa, wow. Wow.
Where I got that from?
I can't believe you're dropping vampire at this stage.
I've also seen it described as a revenant.
Ooh, like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes. Hold on. How would it sound if he was to do it? Walter Luthen. Scots again.
Scottish again. So that's the end of
that is the end.
Welsh zombie vampire?
Criminal?
Wizard.
Criminal. Maybe that was the criminality was impersonating a vampire. I think I just saw it outlined on the internet as that. And
so someone told you it was a vampire and James, you just believed them.
And I did just believe them.
You read it on the internet and you just took that at face value. You've got to start questioning the narrative.
I think it's because the people sickened and died when their name was called and there was a kind of a vampire.
Yeah, that's not classic zombie behaviour, is it?
No.
Mm.
But it might have also been because there was another story called The Buckinghamshire Vampire, recorded by him, and it might have got confused when I was writing the name of the episode.
Oh.
The Bucky Vamps.
Do you want to drop the Bucky Vamps in, or are you saving that for a future inaccurately titled episode?
Well, the Bucky Vamps, it's a simple story.
Simpler the story of the Bucky Vamps.
Stephen told him it.
Stephen?
Well, Stephen told it to William Parvis, which is William of Newborough.
This is like when your friends are talking about a friend they know, but you don't know. Who is Stephen?
He's an esteemed archdeacon of the diocese.
So I should know him.
Yeah. The Bucky Vamps is told by William of Newborough. It seems there might have been a little bit of competition between Billy of Newborough and Wally of Map, because Billy of Newborough's Bucky Vamps is a similar vibed story.
Is the sort of a Marvel DC thing going on?
Yeah, very much that. So what it is a man dies and is buried on the 29th of May. The following night, he enters the room where his wife sleeps and leaps upon her, nearly killing her with fright. Ooh, and he does it every night the same.
Hmm.
So she has people come in to like keep an eye on her and drive away the dead husband.
This is kind of the same story, but he's brought in an element. He's brought in a sort of a damsel in distress.
Yeah. And then it says next, the dead man terrorized any animal in or around people's houses, which meant that everyone had to guard each other all night. I'm getting this, by the way, from the Macabre Observer at blogspot.com. Basically, they went to get advice from the Archdeacon Stephen, who went to see Hugh Bishop of Lincoln. I don't know if that's a typo, a job title or a name.
Hugh Bishop. Oh, I'm not a bishop.
Confused about that.
Yeah, but I will help.
He said that the occurrence was not unusual, and there have been many well-known instances.
That's not strange. Yeah.
And what they needed to do was disinter the dead man, burn his body to ashes.
So it's the same story, but with different characters.
Yes, and that'll be how I got confused. I was ill a while ago.
He's no Gilbert Folio, whatever his name is.
Gilbert Folio.
This Hugh Bishop.
Yeah. I'll stop you there. I just wear the hat for fun, one.
Is there a bishop on this plane? A lot of people think that I'm a bishop. No, but yes, I'll help. But
I am Hugh Bishop. Unless it's a typo, because that's a decade old blogspot.com.
Could be a typo.
It could be that he's a huge bishop of Lincoln.
It could be a huge bishop. It would be difficult if you're a bishop on a plane, because they can only go diagonally. So how would they get
How are they going to get in their row? I thought you were going to talk about headroom, but yeah, no, even more.
Because of the hats. Yeah.
Those are the tales. I think I fulfilled my remit now.
I think you have, yes. I got Welsh, I got zombie, got a little bit of vampire and some wizard.
Some wizardry. I don't know why they were a wizard, but it says they were. It definitely says that, right? Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm itching to score this.
Come on then, hit me.
I'm feeling quite judgmental. Well, yes. You're going to have to hit me with the categories first.
Okay, first up, names.
Luthen.
Walter Luthen.
Walter Luthen. A fairly ordinary name, but remarkable because it's impossible to pronounce in a Welsh accent.
Yes. So
that's interesting. That's an unusual phenomenon.
Another Walter. Walter Mapp.
I like Wally Maps.
Wally Maps.
Yeah, I like the Bucky Vamps.
That was an unintended addition, but I'm going to take the scoring.
Yeah, it's valid. I'm going to allow this.
Mm-hmm. Billy of Newbro.
What else have we got name-wise? Yeah, Billy of Newbro.
Lest we forget Hugh Bishop.
Yes. Yep. Newbro's before Hugh Bro's. Hugh Bishop is good because he's not a bishop, we think. So I'm going to say it's 3.
Okay.
The silliness quotient was just a little bit low for me.
Hold on. I think I've got a way to eke out one more point.
Okay, let's hear it.
The Wuzvoos. MO was to shout someone's name.
Oh, so names are actually part of the story.
Surely.
Gosh darn it, James. I've no choice but to raise that to a 4.
Yes, I've eked it. I've eked it out.
I'm not happy about it.
No, I wouldn't be. And second category, supernatural.
So very high.
Yes.
Very high. Every night he came out.
Every night, this undead. They beheaded it once. It didn't take.
Twice in total. Yeah,
and twice altogether.
He just walked it off.
I suppose killing something by beheading it is not supernatural, but not killing something by beheading it, that is supernatural.
Extremely supernatural. And the Bookie Vamps, same modus operandi.
Yes.
Which is Latin for MO. Being a wizard, supernatural.
And the most supernatural creatures of all, the Welsh.
Yep, it's 5 out of 5.
Yes.
5 out of 5 for the spooky Welsh.
Okay, third category. Steak for 30 minutes.
Like a recipe.
Like in a recipe, and it would say bake for 30 minutes, but this is steak because there's
this
all...
is a vampire. As a pun, it's confusing because steak is also a kind of food.
Yeah, it is a kind of food.
It's a confusing pun.
Yeah.
But yes, we had 2 recipes for killing a vampire. The first half of it's just going to be like an essay about how much your kids enjoy staking vampires. And you have to scroll down. It's like, okay, beautiful photographs of vampires, but where do I get to the actual quantities?
They have the ingredients for killing an undead person on one tab, and then the method for killing an undead person on the other tab.
So
you've
got to
keep flipping back and forth.
I'm flicking back and forth. My hands are probably covered with vampire accoutrements, blood and ichor, possibly ichor.
Yeah.
I got it on my phone.
How am I supposed to use my fingerprint to open my phone when it's covered in holy water?
Have you even thought about this for a minute?
No.
Hugh Bishop.
Hugh. Or Gilbert Folliot.
Monsieur Gilbert Folliot. Regardez. Le sanguine blood upon my...
Le singe de la vamp.
What's French for any of these words?
Vamp. I learnt famously in my French oral exam.
You learned the word for vampire.
They left me in a room with the dictionaries.
And did it come up?
I made it come up. They asked me what I had for breakfast. And I said, small children. And they looked at me really weirdly. I went, oh, je suis un vampire.
A star. Immediate A star.
And I got a C.
What? You got a C for pretending to be a vampire.
A French vampire,
French oral
no less.
Exam.
Yeah.
I was going to say mon Dieu, but a vampire wouldn't say that.
So steak for 30 minutes. Or until dead through.
Yes. Well, I was really skeptical, but then you told me that story about the French exam and it really perked me up. So I'm going to say a 3. I was going to go for a 2, but I was impressed.
Excellent. Okay, then my final category. Oh, it's a bit much though.
He was a bit much, wasn't he? That Welsh zombie vampire wizard.
Welsh criminal zombie vampire wizard.
What do you think? Pick a thing.
/ Bucky Vamps. Who also became a bit much, coming
Certainly.
Back from the dead to harass his wife.
Harassing your own wife is bad enough, but all local animals?
Yeah.
I mean, I disapprove of both.
Mm.
But it's certainly, his pattern of behaviour is escalating.
Yes.
It's too much.
Definitely.
They're bikers, okay. They're mice, fine. They're from Mars?
What?
What? You expect people to believe this? It's just not likely.
What?
Yeah, it's absolutely too much. So so I want to give you 5, James, but I'm looking in the mirror. I'm just going to get rid of one of those. Throw that away.
Damn that fashion person
that
I can't remember the name of.
And you take it up with Nick Mason's quotes, because that's a great quote. I'm using it now. It's a 4.
Yeah, okay. I'll take that.
Great story, though. Well done.
Thanks very much.
Even though I accidentally goaded you into including a second extra story.
No, I think that was for the best. I needed to fulfill the remit.
And you did it. God bless you, James.
Now, what's that noise on the wind? Can you hear it?
What is that?
It says, James Shakespeare. Scottish again. I've gone Scottish.
Is that a Scottish Welshman there?
What is...
What's his message?
Join the Patreon. It's a Scottish vampire.
It's a Scottish Welsh vampire.
Yeah.
All right. I think they'd say something like, look, you, join the Patreon.
I think this is going to, as a marketing technique, this is backfiring because it's implying that they're going to die within 3 days of joining the Patreon.
You won't. Probably.
Most won't.
Most people won't die.
Within 3 days.
That's the guarantee. That's the lawmen guarantee.
Whoa.
So, James, vampires, what's the story?
Well, they're like...
They're like zombies. They are like zombies.
Mm. Oh, no, wait a minute. Wow. That was my vampire joke. I forgot about my vampire joke. I should have done it.
What's your vampire joke?
Well, vampires, they're just picky zombies. No, just the blood for me, thanks.
All right, you've redeemed yourself.
I just shoehorned it in there so I could forget to do that joke. Yeah, sorry, everyone. But you did get a bonus story that I told purely out of guilt.
Well, James, what can people do if they want to support your misrepresentation of historical monsters as vampires?
Well, they could go to patreon.com/lawmenpod, and for a small fee, they will not only become a deputy...
They'll also become vampires.
No, they will get access to the Lawfolk Discord.
I think it's time we took Shake Shack down. Who's with me?
No.
Let's get him, folks.
But do join the Patreon.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Feel like you deserve money for this, do you, James?
It feels more like a bribe to be better, to try and be better.
But what is money if not a bribe to do a job?
Like in the grass or whatever it's called in America, in the old Private Eye films where they go up and they like slip him the money.
A stool pigeon.
The stoolie. Yeah. They give him extra money to give him more and more information. The more Patreon supporters we get, the more accurate the stories we'll get. I'll stop really throwing in random things that are wrong, like the county where the Battle of Hastings happened, or whether or not someone was a vampire.